Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Supreme Court made another ruling against some of the violations of what the executive branch has been doing, pushing, just changing law by the stroke of a pen. I got a phone, I got a pen, and I got Valerie. And changing, and I'm so proud of the Supreme Court. We have the Hobby Lobby ruling, which is constitutional. Somebody says, well, that's a Christian rule. No, it's a constitutional ruling, and the Constitution allows Christians to exist.
That's right.
And to worship Jesus Christ and to honor our God. That's why you want to know about the Constitution. And if you haven't yet went to VFNTV.com and go to the VFN Torch and look at Original Intent, begin to listen and watch those segments, because you got to begin to get an understanding of what God has allowed this country to why he allowed it to be.
That's right.
And it's one nation under God. And if it's not under God, it won't be anymore.
That's right.
And so we have to begin to see how to get it back there. And so, but with it, with the health care, the Affordable Health Care Act and the Obamacare, they call it, they're actually, because you've been, have you not been watching? I mean, haven't you been watching? You're watching things. It's like, okay, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then we look at our leaders who are the makers of the law, right, John?
Yeah.
And then they say, you just broke the law. That's not good, is it? And nobody says anything.
Nothing. Silent. Eerily silent. And you're thinking, did they really just say that? Are they really just passing this? And no one's not saying it. There's no outrage. And you're seeing a consistent eroding mm-hmm. of our rights while everybody's silent.
And then you see the media. The media who actually, I thought, knew something.
What happened to the journalists? What happened to journalism?
You know, First Amendment, you know, says that the freedom of the press, so the press can actually go and stick a mic in your face and say, didn't you just break the law?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you just break the law? But they say, this is great. We really think this is good. It's like, what, violating the law and the Constitution? Didn't you just put Jimmy in jail in our city neighborhood for violating the law because he had some marijuana and you locked him up? And then our leaders are violating the law and we're not even saying anything about it. You got to let Johnny go. We got to start letting folks go.
Yeah.
If our leaders are lawless, I mean, think about it. And Proverbs talks about this. You know, people grind their teeth.
You got to be careful. Like, yeah, because we have lawlessness will spill out in the land when they realize, wait a minute, you know,
right?
You're locking me up for 50 cents, and this is like, you know, $1 trillion. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
It's like that one pastor. I believe she's a pastor sitting on the side of Dr. Avita King in Texas, and she's saying, "Listen, there's a lot of people being treated unjustly.
Yeah,
and that's unjust." When our leaders break laws and they get rewarded and paid, but when our citizens break law, they go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a big difference. The justice should be equal.
Across the board.
Equal justice for all. And so there's three branches of government. I know I talk about this often, but we need to understand this because the narrative we got from Washington, D.C. is there's just the president. And then you have this other thing that's in my way. That Valerie Jarrett, my assistant, said on CBS News, I believe she said, or 60 Minutes. She says that it's my job to go around Congress, I believe.
Right.
You can see this on the VFN Torch. And so that's a branch of government. That's actually, that's your representative. That's who you sent there to represent you. One for every 700,000 folks in your state goes there. And that's the closest you get to representing you. And that's why they have to run every 2 years, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Because you want to change that out if they don't listen up.
The appearance is that the Congress works for the executive branch, with the executive branch.
So I got my pen and my phone, and I'm going to go out to the people. And it's like, you do. They're right across the street.
Yeah.
It's called Congress. We sent them there to represent us.
Right.
And the narrative's been pushed so long now, you might think that's right. But the truth is, there's a reason why the government was designed this way, because you can get a majority of folks who are caught up under the pressure, who are caught up in emotion, who buy into something like, say, let his blood be on our head. Mm-hmm. What happened to Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they were talking about, should I crucify the murderer or should I crucify the Son of God? Mm. And people got caught up. They got caught up. And that's what you'll see. You'll see people get caught up and people say, you know, 51% said crucify America and do away with the Constitution. It's like, what the guys across the street, what did the Congress say? The ones who are actually supposed to be reading everything, what did they say? What do they say? Because we sent them there to represent us. So they're going to constantly read everything, know everything, and come back and meet with us. We're going to talk and we're going to send them back to represent us. And don't bypass them because they are us. Mm-hmm. And so you have the executive branch, which is the president, which is one person. And he has a lot of staff around him. But it's him or her, but presently it's been men. That's the president. It's called the executive branch. And then you have this other branch called the legislature branch, which is Congress. You have the House of Representatives and you have the Senate. And those are your representatives. You have two senators for every state. So since we have 50 states, not 51 like I heard in the past.
Or 57.
Yeah, I think it was more than that.
Yeah, we're not going to say who said that. But John knows better. No, that means if there's 50 states and there's two senators for every state, that means your state has two senators. If you're Rhode Island or you're California, you have two senators. And so that's one side of Congress. And then the other side has a lot more folks in it because it represents 700. Every one of those men or women represent 700,000 people from your state. And so you can see where the House of Representatives has a better measure of what you're thinking and what you want because they're listening to you continually. Now, the senators, you know, it's going to be hard for two men or two women to hear from all, you know, a couple million folks in your state. But those House, they need to listen. And laws and taxes and everything is supposed to, I believe, originate in the House because that is actually hearing from you. So if the Senate does do something, I think they're supposed to send it back to the House to get their approval, which is like sending it to you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's Congress. Well, this is what the president's saying, and this is what Valerie Jarrett, his assistant, is saying. You know, she says, I'm here to go around Congress. I'm here to go around the people of America. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And when you see, he says, well, I can't, if Congress is not going to work with me, I'm just going to just do it through executive order. Well, this is what's really being said. Since the American people's not going to work with me,
yeah,
I'm going to take this small fringe element out here and put cameras on them and look like a lot of people are saying this. But what people are really saying is what's in Congress, because that's who the representatives are. That's who they voted to go there. Liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, independent. They sent them folks there.
Mm-hmm.
And so just because you see seven people on the street with a sign and a mask does not mean that's what America's saying. America's saying what the Congress is saying. And right now, America's saying in Congress, overwhelmingly in the House of Representatives, is that we're going in the wrong direction. And we need to stand up for Israel. We need to get back to our original intent of our nation. And when people and when you see people oppose that, when you see executive branch oppose that, you have to understand they're opposing you. That's your representatives. And the other branch, we're about to go to break because we're going to come back in a moment. We're going to talk to you about this other branch of government. So the legislative branch, they actually write laws. They write the law. So you have the House of Representatives, then it passes in the Senate. And then it goes over to the president, the executive branch, and he can either veto it, he can sign it into law, or he can let it sit on his desk for how many days? 10 days. Hmm. Thanks. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a law without him signing it, or he can write an executive order, and in 90 days it automatically becomes law. And so, but this third branch of government, you got to understand this third branch, because the legislative branch, which is Congress, and the executive branch, they're equal. Say that with me. They're equal. Even though one might have a bigger bully pulpit, they're equal. Even though CNN doesn't put the camera on this other branch of government, they're equal. And there's another branch of government that's equal to each of them. It's called the judiciary branch. And their responsibility is to find out, because the Congress and the Congress, they took a pledge, the president took a pledge to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies, foreign and domestic. They took a pledge. But what they're going to do is, whatever they do, it goes to the Supreme Court, and they just make sure that they're upholding the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They make sure they're defending the Constitution. And what you're going to find out in a minute with Dr. Ben Carson, what they just voted, the Supreme Court says, you're not upholding the Constitution. This is unconstitutional, what you did. And that whole branch of government called the judiciary branch undid what both other branches did. Because why? Because all three of them are supposed to uphold the Constitution of the United States. You gotta hear this. It's powerful. We're gonna go right into, you gotta see this video from Fox News where Dr. Ben Carson is being interviewed about the Supreme Court ruling against what the executive branch was just penning laws. They're just kind of just making laws up, changing things. and realize this, along with the Hobby Lobby case that went before the Supreme Court, what they're upholding is not the Bible. It's important to understand this. What they're upholding is the Constitution, and the Constitution gives you a right to follow the Bible. It gives you a right. And so we need to understand our Constitution. Get your little pocket version of it and understand, because if you approach this by saying those are Christian rulings, then it's going to, the enemy's going to take that and run with it, versus like, no, it's religious freedom. It's given to us in the First Amendment, and they're upholding that.
That's right.
And this particular one is a different ruling, but you got to hear Dr. Ben Carson does a great job of explaining it. Watch this.
Seller, One Nation, a neurosurgeon and a Fox News contributor and doctor. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Experts nice on both sides, the right and the left, thought this decision ultimately could gut and really cut the heart out of Obamacare. What do you make of what the judges have just ruled?
Well, you know, it's this is completely what I've expected. And there'll be more revelations as time goes on. But basically, the Obama administration had been, along with the Internal Revenue Service, saying they could do pretty much anything they wanted. It states very, very specifically in the law, the ACA, that subsidies were going to come through the state exchanges. And many of the states decided that they were not going to set up these exchanges. And the administration decided, well, we can give them subsidies anyway. Well, it doesn't say that. That's not part of the law. And you can't just come along and change the law at will. Basically, that's what this is saying.
Well, you think,
and
this is,
I think it will go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. I don't know what your sense of it that is, Ed, but we'll read more about it and probably summarize and figure out an opinion as we move forward. But this, it almost sounds like the Supreme Court's got a redo on its hands if it wants or chooses to go that way.
Well, it's probably good, because I suspect some of them probably have had some second thoughts about their initial pass on this. And it's good. I actually am very pleased with what I'm seeing happening. Also, you know, when the employer mandate hits after the election, a lot of people are going to be extraordinarily alarmed. And all of those things are going to converge together to open the eyes of the people. And I want people to know for sure, everybody, I think, should have good health care. We have the ability to do it, but it doesn't have to be done through the government. And this is really the issue: government control of your life or individual control, individual responsibility, which will help bring that whole medical system into the free market economic system, which will lower costs and improve quality.
There was a story that broke late yesterday where 4.5 million are being granted another exemption from Obamacare. And this deals with 4.5 million people who live in the five U.S. territories. That's like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. I imagine a lot of Americans didn't know that they were even covered under Obamacare. Anyway, they've been exempted, which brings the total Obamacare delays or fixes to 41.
41.
The number's 41.
Yeah, it just keeps going. And, you know, this is another example. Because the cost were going to be too high, it was going to impact upon the federal budget, the budget deficit, $14.5 billion more. So they said, if we move that out, we can deduct that $14.5 billion, and it'll look like the deficit is getting better. I mean, this is all just smoke and mirrors. And again, let's just go back to doing things in a reasonable, logical, open, clear way. It will serve the people, which is really what we want to do. We want to bring good health care to people. Why do we have to go through all of these shenanigans?
Well, we're about to find out whether or not that is indeed the case and whether it plays out. Quickly for you, and it plays out for you. You made news in Colorado in the last couple of days. You want a straw poll out there? And, you know, you turn on the radio and you hear this group drafting you to run for the White House, to run for the presidency. I mean, what is your view on that right now? I'm sure you're complimented by it, but is it something you'd make a move on?
Well, you know, I certainly didn't give it much thought early on, but every place I go now, you know, I was at a Costco book signing last night. There were just hundreds of people. So enthusiastic. It happens every place I go. You know, I can't simply ignore it. So I am starting to think about it, but it certainly wasn't in my bucket list when I retired.
Still?
But I'm thinking about it.
I got you. You got some time. We'll talk again. Thank
All
you.
Right,
Your
thank
timing
you.
Was perfect given this ruling we just got out of Washington. Dr. Ben Carson,
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The federal courts have made this ruling. So what's going to happen now? This is going to go to your Supreme Court, which, remember, they're equal to the executive and they're equal to the congressional part, the legislative part. And they're going to look at this. And what they're going to, like Dr. Ben Carson said, he believes they're going to rethink. I really believe they are. It's really strange. I mean, this is very, by the way, if you don't know this or not, it's awkward what's going on. Because these are intelligent, American-loving people that are making decisions that is changing America as we know it, mm-hmm. without the agreement of the people, because they believe they know what's best for America, when that's not what a democracy is. That's not what a representative government is. It's like, we got to do what the people want.
Yeah,
we don't tell them what they want. We don't go behind the scenes and just say, you know, this is what we're going to do. So now, because these, just like the Hobby Lobby particular case where, you know, mandated making Christian organizations, Christian businesses, the law originally through executive order said that you have to actually pay for abortion procedures, mm-hmm. or abortion pills that would abort a child. They just took it. The Green family took it there, as we talked about it, and to the Supreme Court. But it first had to go through all these other rulings first. And like, this is just done, and then it goes to the Supreme Court, and they made a ruling. Keep your hopes up. Understand that this is an amazing country. It's an amazing constitution. How could these men, outside the grace and the wisdom of God, write 200 some odd years ago a document that right now holds the whole dark world at bay? They're saying, if we could do away with this constitution, that means we could do away with freedom. We could do away with the church. We could do away with the Jews. And then Israel will be the only democracy left on the face of the earth. Mm. Or we could say, we're not going to do away with it. We're going to stand up. We're going to repent before God. You know, we're going to exercise the First Amendment right. We're going to take things to each of those branches of government until finally sanity comes. And we're going to say, remember the Constitution. Because remember, they took an oath. Every one of them take an oath. Every congressman, every congresswoman, every senator, the president, and the judiciary branch, they take an oath, and you can see this. We'll make this available to you on the VFN Torch. It's been there. But you need to read the oath that they take. And the oath that they take, they swear to defend the Constitution. So to say that the Constitution's old-fashioned, we need to go around, is like, that is your job description.
That's
your
right.
job description is not to do away with the very thing you're supposed to defend. You're not supposed to be an enemy of this. You're supposed to protect people. Protect it from the enemies that are foreign and domestic. It's mm-hmm. your job. And look how the Supreme Court, even though that it's recently, its texture has changed a little bit, but thank God that they're looking at, they made some good rulings, yeah. constitutional rulings. And remember, it's constitutional rulings. They're not Christian rulings. But because of the Constitution, you can freely exercise your faith in America. It's important not to merge those two, because they're going to use that narrative against you. Because it's not true. What is true, it's a constitution that allows you to exercise your beliefs in Jesus Christ, your faith, and they can make no laws concerning that. That's what that it yeah. says. So it's up to you to do with what you're going to do. If you have a relationship with God and you're going to walk out your faith, I mean, we're going to have to answer for this freedom. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to answer for this freedom. And personally, you know, I wasted a lot of it, and I just, we're trying to, you know, make up for the freedom we wasted.
Definitely.
I mean, at least I didn't waste it on watching a Saints game. No, Drew, I'm sorry.
This is true.
I do
want you. Don't you mean a Mets game?
No.
Yeah, we're not in the badminton. We're not doing it. Or the Detroit Kittens. The Detroit Kittens or something in that.
Something like that.
When we get back, we're going to be talking to you about Israel. You're going to be able to see the Prime Minister, Bibi, speaking at the United Nations, talking to the Prime Minister of the President of United Nations, just directly just saying, listen, this can't be. And also about this human shields that they're actually taking. Hamas is taking Palestinian children. You're going to see this where they gather them together. They set a rocket launcher right beside them, probably a male in about as late as 20, late teens, early 20s, goes and drops a missile in there. Of course, Israel is going to see that off. You could turn on your app, your red alert app, and know that it's being fired off. And they're wanting Israel to shoot that launcher out and to kill those kids. This is what Hamas is doing right now to the Palestinian people. if we care about Hamas, we're going to stand up and we're going to reveal that and say, wait a minute, we need to stand with Israel, because Israel is the one that cares about the Palestinian people. Israel is the one that gave them all that concrete that they chose instead of building schools with it. They built tunnels to go try to kill Jews. And it is all being relevant now, plus how the Jews are still coming from America, going to the land, their land, and saying, I want to make Israel my home. And it's just a beautiful thing, because that is the fulfillment of what God says, that he's first going to send fishermen out, then he's going to send hunters out, because I'm going to gather you from the nations, and the Jews are going to be saved, which means for the Gentiles, the time is growing short. The dispensation of grace, we need to wake up, stay alert, and realize that your redemption draws nigh. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.